Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I watched Fox all evening last evening. Excuse me, got a frog. And all I heard was Trump and McCain and McCain and Trump and Trump and McCain and McCain and Trump. So I'm looking around today, and I'm kind of, and somebody had sent me some information on McCain's service, and I'm not going to share that today, but I thought Rush Limbaugh, I don't like to talk about other talk show hosts. I really don't. Once in a while, something comes across my desk, and actually, I agreed with Rush on this, and I agree with most of what he says. It's just sometimes how he says it. It's kind of like a Trump thing, I guess. We're both Missouri people, so maybe that's a little bit of it. But they're making a big deal out of this for two reasons. And it doesn't matter what you think of Trump. You know, I've not been a Trump fan, but I'm kind of getting a big kick out of what's going on. He's not established. He doesn't have to bow to anybody to fund his campaign. And he's not going to back down. And he was completely, even with the clips that I saw, he was completely misrepresented on this. Did he say it right? No, he didn't say it right. But what Rush was saying about it, I thought, was really kind of comical and straightforward, just really straightforward. And he's not going to back down, and they don't know what to do about that, because he's just not going to do it. He's not one that apologizes. And, you know, I kind of like somebody that can actually admit when they're wrong, and maybe he will one day. I don't know. He says he doesn't apologize for anything. But he did. How he phrased what he said, and in the context that he said it, I didn't hear what the rest of them heard. I don't know what the American people think. But every time he gets in trouble, he goes up in the polls, and this is why I think he does. We're sick and tired of the rhetoric. We're sick and tired of playing the games of the political games. We can see where that what road it's taken us down, and the road that we're down is not a good one. We've lost liberties. We've lost freedom. We're losing all kinds of common sense, and our morals have gone to pot. This nation does no longer does it stand on any kind of righteousness. The abortion issue alone is proof of that. And then you have Hillary Clinton standing up and saying she admires Margaret Sanger, who was nothing but a woman full of hate. So I'd like to hear from you what you think about Trump and McCain. So let's look at something else, and I think I've got it. I kind of ran in here with my papers all messed up. But I had shared this with you once before. If you'll remember, the list, I'll bring it up here on the computer, the list of the senators, Republicans and Democrats, who voted against the pensions for our vets. So let's put John McCain's war hero status to the side. And let's look at what he's done. Oh, I know he gives speeches. I know he goes around and does it. I bet he gets paid for them. And I bet he goes around and does this, and he does that for vets. But when it comes down to the dollar, the U.S. senators who voted to cut the pensions, most of them were Democrat, but there was a whole bunch of them that were Republicans. One of them was John McCain from Arizona. Another one was Roy Blunt from Missouri, as he wants to put on Facebook how he stands for liberty and Constitution and stands for the people. Yeah, right. These folks, and I had them outlined on the one that I had, is probably sitting on my desk, but John McCain was one of them. Remember that. So when it came to supporting the vets and their pensions, he voted to cut them. Cut their pensions. While we give money to the foreign aid, we give money to foreign countries, we are broke, but we're giving money to others. Where's that coming from? You know, where is that coming from? Well, I guess they're going to have to find something else to fine and tax the American people for, because they're just running out of money. I don't think they can tax and fine us near enough to pay the debt that they've run up. Now, this came to me yesterday as I was going off the air, so I didn't have time to share it with you, but I thought, this is what the American people think. Now, this is talking about what's gone on in the last several years under this administration, but let it be known, folks, that we've been going down this road for a very long time. You and me, neighbor, we have been going down this road for a very long time. Well, this lady from Facebook sent me this message yesterday. I have higher health care costs, unlabeled American beef, gun banning, race baiting, more killings on American soil by terrorists, more government controls with less freedoms. That's what she thinks she has received during this administration in the last several years. We also have another, they both happen to be ladies. I have no health insurance, higher taxes. Every time there is a new election, kids that learn how to be a liberal in school, rising food costs, and I get to pay for other people to sit on their rear ends and collect welfare. I got a caller, but I missed his name. Bill from New Mexico. Bill, how are you today? Are you there, Bill?
Hello?
Hi. How are you today, Bill?
No, this is Harold from New Mexico.
Okay, Harold, I'm sorry. I misunderstood my producer. What's on your mind today, Harold?
No, you asked for calls on who favored or not favored Trump.
Yes.
Early on, anyway.
Okay. What's on your mind?
I definitely favor the man.
And why is that?
That's because McConnell promised to cut EPA's budget some when he got elected, and I don't remember what Boehner said, but
anything he wants to.
All the money Obama wanted this time, and September's my red line for them. If they give him another year's worth of $800 billion or so, I'll probably definitely be either an independent or not a Republican.
You know, they were... I think that Trump has everybody scared, and I'm kind of getting a big kick out of it. He's got the GOP upset. He's got the Democrats upset, because every time they go at him, he goes up in the polls. I think the American people are sick and tired of the political game. Don't you?
Well, I've done a random sample of 50 people as the... Do they know the definition of a communist? Do they know the definition of a Marxist? And nobody knows anything because they went through public school.
Well, you know, yeah, and I don't agree with everything Trump says, but I'll tell you what, he's not a politician and he has no experience, and that kind of tickles me to death. And the same thing with Ben Carson. Those are the complaints that they have, Adam. Oh, they're not politicians. They don't have experience. Well, that experience hasn't done very well for us.
Well, I've liked another man quite well, too, that's from Wisconsin.
Scott Walker?
Yeah, because he said he'd examine all them illegal executive orders and kill them if they're illegal.
And send them home. Okay, we're going into a break. I'm going to have to let you go. I appreciate your call so much from New Mexico. And we are heading into a break. I've got some other things I want to talk about. Congress versus the UN, and Congress and their earmarks. Taking advantage of the American people and what little money we have. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a Rest Drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I've been talking about just a little bit. I've kind of hit on several things already, and even in, just in the first segment today. But Trump and McCain, they're going at it. And McCain, you know, he's trying to be the gentleman. Well, he doesn't owe me an apology. He owes every vet an apology. And, you know, I had a father-in-law that was a POW in World War II. And he didn't consider himself to be a hero, but, you know, in many of our eyes, he most certainly was. But he was shot down. And, and he was held there. I can't remember for how long it was. A long time. Whether it was a year or a year and a half, or I don't remember. But it was during World War II. And but looking at the records, because it's all about what's going on right now, John McCain has not stood with the vets with their pensions. He voted to cut their pensions. He voted to cut their pensions, along with many, many others. He didn't stand alone there. Many, many others on the Democrat side, on the Republican side, on the independent side. There was many. Well, I'm sure if we stand them in the corner and we ask them about it, well, I had to vote against it because it had such and such on that bill. You know, I'm done with it. I'm just going to point my finger at them. I'm going to say, stop it. We need to be sick and tired of their rhetoric and their games. Now, let me talk about their games. This earmarking, if I can find that article, I just am running in here. basically, they have, they'll put together and decide they're going to do a commemorative coin. And when they do this commemorative coin, excuse me, they will charge more for it than what it is really worth. And, I'm sorry? And we have, with this commemorative coins, let me finish my statement here. With the commemorative coins, they'll put this forward and have this minted, this coin minted, and they'll charge more for it. And it's a sneaky way of getting money for their state. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit because, it's, you know, we've been talking about how Planned Parenthood's getting money, tax dollars, for things we don't want them to have. And it's just absolutely crazy. We're going to go to the phone. We've got Bob from Ohio. Bob, how are you today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. God bless you. I love you. I just want to, from an old Vietnam vet, two tours, Navy, McCain and Kerry, I'd like to charge them with treason. And as far as Donald Trump go, it's a dog and a pony show. Trump's a house shill. Whether he runs or whether he doesn't run, it's all smoke and mirrors. And whatever he says, even if it's the truth, they've lost the information war and they know it. So Trump's just a house player, okay? That's all I wanted to get on the air. And God bless you. Go on with your show. God love you.
All right. Thank you, Bob. You know, a dog and pony show. I guess it is kind of a dog and pony show. But I guess what I'm seeing, what I think the American people, you know, one reason that the American people jumped into the support of Ronald Reagan was he never backed down to the media. Now, he was a little more graceful with his words than Trump is. A little more diplomatic. But he didn't back down. He didn't back down to the media. He'd smart off with them. And I think that encouraged the American people because we're kind of sick and tired of being told what to think. And even with this particular arena, with talking about McCain and Trump and what was said, they've blown it completely out of proportion. And I've got some, I watched what he said and how they played it over and over and over again. And even when he backed up and said, no, he is a hero. He is a hero. He is, oh, yeah, well, he was just saying that, da, 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 da. It's like, you know what? He's not going to be able to apologize. They're never going to accept it. But I'm tired of them backing people up. I want to talk about this earmarking, but let's go to something else. The politician that did apologize, and Martin O'Malley. So he apologizes after saying, now, what kind of a people have we all become? And I'm talking about all of us. We've seen the rioting. We've seen the burning. We've seen the looting. We've seen the beatings, white and black, Hispanic and white. We've seen it. We're witnessing this hate. Why? So this man, he says, and they took it out of context too. He didn't say anything wrong, but he went back and he apologized. He apologized for saying all lives matter. He should have never apologized for that. If that hurts somebody's feelings, they need to do a little heart examination. Does my life not matter? Does the bum on the street's life not matter, regardless of what color he is? All lives matter. Those little babies being aborted, taken apart for pieces, for science. Oh, it's a humanitarian issue. Folks, we're losing it as a nation. We are totally losing it, apologizing for saying all lives matter. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you? What are you going to apologize today for, Steve?
apologize for anything. How about you?
Well, I would if I knew what I'd done, you know.
Yeah, my cell phone battery might run low. But, you know, I find Mr. Trump to be very refreshing, that he's not afraid to open his mouth. He's not afraid to call people out. And why are we holding him to a standard that he has to be perfect in all ways when we have generations of elected politicians that have been making mistakes and screwing us?
Well, you know, we go back to this Trump and this McCain issue. McCain is, Trump was kind of defending the Tea Party groups and the followers that he has because McCain was calling them names. He was calling the American people crazies.
Arizona has been desperate with their immigration problem, among a few other things. And McCain has done absolutely nothing for it.
Oh, no, he voted against it. He voted against him when the governor tried to implement the immigration laws. And the immigration laws that she was implementing were the federal immigration laws. There was no difference, but he voted against it.
God forbid a state would actually try and enforce something.
Yeah, so, we're just a bunch of crazies, you know, Steve. If we believe in the Constitution and we believe John McCain ought to be representing we the people instead of whoever he's representing up there as a D.C. occupier.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a good week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. So McCain doesn't have to apologize for calling the American people crazies. What kind of a hero calls the American people crazies? Because they're following Trump. They did the same thing when it was Ross Perot. He wasn't established. He wasn't the establishment career politician. And neither is Trump. And I think, whether you like him or not, I think that's why he's going up in the polls. It's just because he's refreshing. Even if he's arrogant, he's not going to back down to this media. He's not going to back down to the established GOP. And I think the American people like that. Because we've been pushed around playing these political games. And I think we're done with it. When you look at who voted to cut those pensions, bring that out. Who cut the pension of the vet? Now, we're getting close to a time for a break. Let's talk about why we're arguing over an apology from Trump when this nation isn't even putting their flag at half-mast for those soldiers who were killed in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Not a word's been said. And those flags need to be flying in half-mast in honor of their deaths, in honor of their service. But nothing's been done. But we're going to sit here and we're going to argue over Trump and McCain. It's a distraction, my people. It's a distraction, my friends. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I'm going to talk about these earmarks because, you know what? It's just another way of taking your money and doing whatever they want with it. 877-895-5410. It's time for the American people to be fed up and lose our patience with these elected officials. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent. We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, I don't always get it done. I title each show. And today's title is Cut Out the Rhetoric. I think that's probably the only reason people are really going after Trump. Besides that, he said, you know, Ann Coulter got on last night and said it's because he's talking about the illegal immigration issue and the immigration issue. But I think it's because he doesn't care what he says. He doesn't have to answer to anybody. He's funding his own campaign. He's got plenty of money. It's not going to hurt him in the least, and he's not going to back down. Does he say things like he ought to? Probably not. He doesn't. We have Walter from Michigan. Walter, you wanted to talk about the election campaign. What's on your mind?
Well, they all have one thing in common, Beth Ann, which we always kind of, during campaign time, we always kind of put it in the background. Every one of these guys are internationalists, including Trump. They all believe in a world government, a new world order. They all believe in that.
You know, I had somebody on Facebook that said, you better remember Trump is good friends with the Clintons.
Well, Clinton, he believed in a new world order. They all belong to the Council on Foreign Relations and or Trilateral Commission or Bilderbergers. They all belong to new world order organizations, and they're all calling for a new world order.
Now, Ben Carson does not.
Well, Ben Carson is a minor player. He doesn't have the financial backing.
He's a minor player because that's the way they want him. And they were hoping that Trump would be a minor player, and he's not. And he's got them all upset, one way or the other. He's got them all upset, all of them.
Well, he's talking national rhetoric, okay, and concerns for our well-being. But yet you never hear the guy, when it's not election time, speaking out and using his money to protect our borders, our national sovereignty and independence, to get us out of the United Nations. You never hear him or any of these rich guys ever talk about getting us out of the United Nations and out of any world government organization.
Well, you know,
they all want to raid us, you know.
Paul, the Rand Paul and Ron Paul, they used to talk about that, and you don't hear that much anymore, but they used to.
Well, why?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good question. We hear these guys run their mouth about money, economics, and all this political infighting and all that. They're all promoting the same garbage. Why is the UN building still in our country? Why are we allowing all these traitors that are in our country doing business with these rats? Why are we sitting back silent when it's not election time? Why aren't we bringing this out? And one other thing about this election thing, what are all these guys privately, what do they believe? What are they part of? And goes back to one thing. What did Pope Francis say? He called for a new world order, and he called for redistribution of wealth.
Well, the first one that talked about the new world order was the first Bush in the White House, and they want a new world order. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to let you go, Walt. We'll take a call another day. Well, you know, I want to talk about this earmarking, because what they're doing, you've got to understand that Congress. These D.C. occupiers are exactly how I've labeled them. They're occupying offices, and they're cutting deals. Those deals are not for the betterment of you and me as the American citizens. Now, they scream really loud, and they say lots of things when they're campaigning. There's no doubt about it. But this is a sneaky way that the lawmakers used to get around the earmark ban. There's supposed to be an earmark ban, but this is how they get around it. And this is written by Jim DeMint, and he said when he was there, he voted against this, but they just keep doing it. He says, in the midst of the horrifying allegations that Planned Parenthood has been selling organs of aborted babies, there's been at least a bit of good news from Washington. On Tuesday, the House of Representatives scrapped a floor vote which would have given millions of taxpayer dollars to the Susan G. Komen organization, which in turn supports Planned Parenthood. They all have a connection, and you have to watch these connections. Well, we can't. I mean, unless we demand to see every one of these audits, we don't know. Planned Parenthood and any other organization that's getting money from the federal government, whatever direction they're getting it from, if it comes through the taxpayers, we need to see those audits. They need to be audited, and we need to know where their money's coming from and where it's going. A complete and total audit. We should have known they were selling baby parts. Now they say, well, we weren't selling them. I don't care. They're dismembering and murdering babies. That's what I care about. All for a pretense of humanitarianism and a right of choice. Well, I guess you've always got a choice if you want to shoot somebody. Murder's murder, whether it's in the womb or out. They'll fine you for doing that to an eagle egg. They'll fine you if you do it to some endangered species, but it's okay to take your own. Well, anyway, he goes on in this, and he says, here's how it works with this getting around the earmarking. Congress tells the U.S. Mint to make a set of commemorative coins, and the value of the coins would pay for themselves when purchased by collectors. But then a large surcharge is added, up to $35. All of this extra money goes straight to an organization related to the thing featured on the coin. And this organization is often conveniently located in the home district or state of the congressman or senator supporting the commemoration. He says, take note, numismatists. You wouldn't have to pay $10 for a limited edition dollar coin if Congress wasn't padding the price. Planned Parenthood's grim connection with Susan G. Komen. Aside, the cancer research is a worthy cause, a worthy goal, he says, and taxpayers already give millions of dollars for Washington to pay for it. You know, we have all kinds of fundraisers around this community and every community for that. Why do they have to get it from the federal government? But it's not the federal government's job to run the Mint as a gift shop for certain organizations, even with Susan G. Komen off the bill. Co-sponsor, Representative Carolyn Maloney, a Democrat from New York, will still be getting windfall for another foundation in her home district. To show how silly this process can get, he says, look at the San Francisco Old Mint Commemorative, that coin act, he said, introduced by none other than Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat from California, and Representative Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat from California, a few years back. The act directed the U.S. Mint to mint a coin commemorating another mint, and all profits from the surcharges went to the San Francisco Museum and Historical Society back home. Now, museums are great, he says, but it seems that maybe San Franciscans should pay for their own museum. Do you see why I call them D.C. occupiers? Their little gears in their heads are cranking to see what they can come up with to gain money in their own pocket or in their own state, and it has nothing to do with following the Constitution, balancing a budget, or protecting your liberty. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. No wonder they keep electing Pelosi and Feinstein. It's all about what they can get out of them. They're working. Not to protect liberty. Not to follow the Constitution, but to see how much they can get out of the American people to help somebody else. Do you feel stabbed in the back yet, folks? Come on, friends. We're going to talk about the UN deal, the Iran deal, kind of a UN deal. What do you think about them going? What do you think about Obama going over Congress's head on this? How do you feel? 877-895-5410. There's five reasons lawmakers should ignore the UN vote and reject the Iran deal. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
You a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David, by Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. for all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs. Buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cedarstrom at DGScoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new Common Sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've covered an awful lot today, and we've taken seven callers from seven different states, or we will have by the time we get done here, and that's a bunch and a gob in just an hour, and it's really not quite an hour when you get down to the, all the commercials. But we have Davey from Texas. Davey, what's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to refresh your memory of, about Johnny Wet Start McCain.
All right.
Do you know about him killing those sailors on the USS Forrestal?
I didn't want to get into that today.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
I do know some of the history.
You know, because that you know, son of Cain has absolutely no honor or decency, and, you know, he's very much a big,
you know,
part of that.
And one thing that Rush Limbaugh had brought forth on his commentary about that is, you know, it wasn't that many years ago that the left was really bashing him, and that was okay. Nobody had to apologize then, but now they're all after Trump to apologize. So
yeah, just helps for people to know that this false left-right paradigm is like professional wrestling, only you don't get entertainment out of it, because they never talk about the truth. It's always,
yeah,
you know, Ralph, he's pulling his hair. The guy's bald-headed. Have a great day.
Oh, putting it to the wrestling, that's pretty funny. We've got Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann.
How are you, sir?
Oh, well, I guess I'm still alive.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad.
The fellow from up north, I can't remember whether it was Minnesota or Michigan, he had a lot of good points there. He knew who's running this country, all right, Council on Foreign Relations, mm-hmm, Trilateral Commission, et cetera. I looked at my list of the Council on Foreign Relations members, but it's a dozen years old. Trump wasn't listed then, and some of them never are listed. You know, they're sneaky about it.
Yeah, sure they are.
About your other subject, you know, little babies are perfect, and for a long time now, they've been taking those poor little babies they're killing and making them into skin creams for women. These vain women want to be young, and so since the babies are perfect, the manufacturers have been including them into the cosmetics for women for a long time. It's a terrible thing.
And you can't figure out which ones are which either because they don't list anything.
No. But I suppose the ones that work the best will be that. But, I mean, what a way of making yourself look younger is terrible. Murder is murder. And about this Iran, supposed to have been a treaty, but thanks to John McCain and the Corker bill and Lindsey Graham, some of those people, they bypassed Congress, which is unconstitutional. You know, got to have two-thirds of the Senate ratify a treaty, but they're claiming it's not a treaty and went to the United Nations. That guy had a good point from up north. We should get out of the United Nations, you know.
We're funding it, you know, so why do we have to listen to them? We are the UN. If we take our money out, they're not there.
Yeah, we created it. While the men were still dying in World War II, the United Nations was created. I remember reading about it in school at the time, you know, and they had the same scheme at World War I. They wanted the League of Nations was to be their vehicle for world government. The United States still had patriots in the Congress then, and the United States Senate wouldn't let the United States into the League of Nations, and so it folded up eventually. But they didn't take any chances this next time. While World War II was still raging, men were dying, and they got it in there, and a communist wrote it, you know, Alger Hiss and all that kind of stuff. And I like Donald Trump. You know, they're claiming he's brash and that kind of stuff. Well, now that's supposed to be he speaks plainly, and the people like that, and he isn't a politician. I like it. It's a breath of fresh air as far as I'm concerned. Anybody that's got a brain knows we should have had a fence for the last 100 years between the United States and Mexico, you know.
When we have like somebody like Mike Cutler on, who's dealt with this INS for years, because that's what he did, was arrest the bad guys that were in here illegally. And, you know, it's not just the illegals. I mean, they're wanting even those Republican politicians that we think are on our side wanting to increase by 500%, that's Ted Cruz wanting to increase by 500% how many aliens we bring into this country. Why would we do that at this time?
We've got too many people in this country now. Jeb Bush is all for it. All these 16 or so, I think, probably are for it, except Donald Trump, you know. And, you know, I'm tired of these gutless politicians. He's got some guts, and I like to hear what he says.
Well, you know, I sure like the way he's keeping it interesting.
He doesn't back down. They're against him because he's brash and won't back down. But years ago, they were all for Harry Truman, and Harry Truman was the most brash and insulting president we've ever had. But it's good then. See, it all depends on the spin you put on.
I guess.
Thanks
you know,
very
we got to.
I love your show.
Thanks, Bill. We got to be all politically correct, you know. We got to be all politically correct. All right. We're about to run out of time. But this is really a slap in the face of the American people that Obama decided to go around Congress, although it is their fault. Just like Bill said, it's their fault. But he decides to go around and go to the UN first. Put Congress on the spot. Well, you know, I really don't see a spot. It's America first. To heck with the UN. We're giving them most of their money anyway. So call your congressman. I mean, call them, folks. You need to call them. And you also need to call your governors about this flag not being half-mast. It absolutely needs to be that way. We just lost five soldiers to a terrorist attack on our ground, on our land. Well, the five reasons we're going to run out of time. We'll have to maybe do this another day. Congress still has a say over whether the U.S. sanctions remain enforced. So they need to be aware of that, and they need to be doing what they should be doing. And it goes on. I haven't got time to give you the in-betweens. I'm just going to give you the five bolded points here. The JCPOA, and we talked about this yesterday, remains a terrible deal that dismantles sanctions, but not Iran's nuclear infrastructure. This is all about Iran. It's not about anything else. Iran will benefit from a financial windfall that will be used to support terrorism. And the last one, and this is still correct, no deal remains better than a bad deal. And my friends, this is a bad deal. America, we need to understand We are a constitutional republic. We can no longer sit back and allow these elected officials to play their rhetoric and their silly games because they're taking every liberty you have away. To not arm our military, to tell them, well, you shouldn't have your uniform on, and oh my gosh, close the blinds? What kind of America are we that we would close the blinds to terrorists standing outside our door? Oh my gosh. I wouldn't do that. Would you do that? It's time, my friends, for us to stand up. Be bold and bring America home.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.